Iran's self-inflicted accounting, a 35% trade collapse and fractures within. 6 months into active military conflict with the United States, Iran's own leaders have publicly acknowledged that foreign trade has dropped 35% since the war began, not a Western estimate or a sanctions watchdog report, but Tehran's own accounting. Senior Iranian officials have coupled that admission with acknowledgments of surging inflation, a level of candor about domestic vulnerability that governments at war rarely volunteer. The trade collapse is consistent with the Trump administration's strategy of layering secondary sanctions, threatening any country maintaining financial ties with Tehran, on top of an active military conflict, giving trading partners reason to fear not only U.S. Treasury penalties but the reputational cost of financing a belligerent. The economic deterioration has been faster than most prior episodes of Iranian isolation, including the 2012 oil embargo and the 2018 maximum pressure campaign. Iran has simultaneously elevated hardline commanders as the war enters its sixth month, a signal of internal politics as much as military strategy. Hardliners tend to rise when reformist or pragmatist voices have been discredited, and a government needs to demonstrate resolve to its own base, a move that closes off space for negotiated exits. The most striking development came from Iran's Vice President Gimpena, who said publicly that he would have halted uranium enrichment to save Supreme Leader Khamenei. For a sitting official to suggest, even obliquely, that the decision to continue enrichment, which triggered or accelerated U.S. military action, may not have been the right call, represents the kind of statement that in a different political environment would signal a faction prepared to negotiate. Yet the simultaneous promotion of hardline commanders suggests the system is not moving toward negotiation. Gimpena's comment may represent a losing faction inside Tehran rather than the direction of travel. The honest strategic question for the months ahead is whether hardliners can maintain political cohesion as the economy contracts, or whether internal fractures become increasingly visible.